Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Guys, we've been a little trapped in our minds lately, for whatever reason. I don't know. Mercury's in retrograde again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you not know that?
No. That makes sense.
It makes sense, though,
doesn't
it?
It's so fucked.
I swear by it.
We're hearing shit.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
I'll check real quick while you guys chatter.
Thank you. Yeah. So we rented a house and... then we left the house that we were renting and came right back home because there was a dead animal under the house. And, I mean, I don't like the sound of that. It's not vegan. It's sad. But sometimes it's time for small rodents. Yeah. And then they smell really bad underneath the house you're renting.
Yeah, sometimes life happens. Yeah. Or in that circumstance, sometimes life doesn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen for the rodent, and it started to do what all animals naturally do, decay. And we had to leave the house that we were renting because it smelled like dead animal.
But also the vibes were pretty shitty too, so we just left.
Yeah, it was like the middle of nowhere, and
we actually came back home and shared a bed together again. Yeah. And the whole point of going and renting a fucking beach house together was so that we would have separate rooms and give each other a little bit of space. But I guess you don't need that once you've shared a room with someone.
Yeah.
So now we know that.
We came home, dude. Do you remember what we did as soon as we got home last night?
What?
We started fucking wrestling in the kitchen.
Yeah, why do we do that?
For the first time in so long, we just started wrestling, like Tiger Cub wrestling, just for fun in the kitchen.
Grayson always takes it a little bit too serious when we do that.
No, I didn't. I was just enjoying the body contact because we had separate rooms there. I was used to sleeping next to you.
Yeah.
Not in a weird way, in a twin way, which is not a weird way, if you were wondering.
Nothing outside, by the way.
There was nothing outside.
Nope. All right, thank you.
That's good. Also, yeah, when I'm... Never mind, I don't even want to get into it. We'll talk about
this. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
I just, like, I'm a really paranoid person, so when I'm not staying in my house, I have really bad paranoia. You guys know that. And also, I'm just really sensitive to settings. Like, if I drive down a street, it can ruin my day. I don't know why I've just been like that for forever. Like, we used to travel for sports when I was little. I used to tell my dad, like, when I didn't drive yet, I was like, hey, can you, like, take this road? I can't go down this one. And I don't, like, if we had a sporting event in, like, in a town that, like, gave me a weird vibe, it would just, like, throw me off. I don't know. I've always been really, really sensitive to settings. I think that's why.
I'm the same, too, probably because I have the same DNA as Grayson. Yeah. Our brains are very, very similar. But I also think that just as much as a setting can throw me off, it can throw me on as well.
Yeah.
Guys, have you ever been, like, upset or, like, felt, like, shitty, like, under overarching trees? I feel like overarching trees are the best fucking vibe of all time.
Oh, my God, I don't think I can.
Like a willow tree?
I don't know, just, like, a bunch of trees, like, a road that has, like, a bunch of overarching trees, and it's sunny out, but you're shaded because you're protected
from the trees. I will one day have a house that I have a really long driveway, and I have a lush green front lawn, and there's overarching trees going down my driveway.
Like a fucking tunnel.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
I want a tiny home at the end of that driveway.
Grayson said in a previous podcast, trees never judge him. So maybe that's why you want to have that.
Yeah.
That's why I like overarching trees so much.
Yeah, because they don't judge.
But
it's just a warm welcome every time. See, I think, okay, so I also found a way to describe myself really well. Mm-hmm. I'm a homebody.
Oh, wait, let's hear this. Yeah. Let's hear this.
I'm a homebody that loves to travel.
Okay.
Nothing to me beats being at home, just having my feet on the floor in my house. But also, I passionately love traveling. So finding the balance between that is really fucking hard. And every time I go somewhere, I want a house there.
That's true.
That's an expensive problem.
Yeah, it is. But like, I guess it's a good problem to like set big goals for.
It's true.
Like it's like I actually
have. Then it's not a problem.
Like yeah, it's not a problem anymore. It's not a problem. I've made it a goal to like buy a house in every place that I love the most. So far, I've been to three.
Which ones are the ones you like?
New Jersey, mm-hmm. California, which I accomplished, which is yep. fucking. I wake up every day and I'm like, holy shit! I'm just like. It's like one of the best feelings ever. I can't even describe it.
This house kind of feels like it's like my child or something. I think that's why I like being here so much. Yeah. Like, it's family.
I have a personal attachment to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so that's why we came back from the beach house.
Yeah.
And live in a tarped off under construction house in the same bed.
And then, okay, so and then the other place so far is Australia, of course.
Yeah.
Which I think is the next. Back to us coming back to the house from the beach house. At 1 a.m, I heard footsteps in the house, and it's a rental house, and you know you get catfished with those rental websites where like it's this whole house and you show up and there's someone in the garage.
Yes,
that happened to us in Hawaii.
Yes,
when we rented a house in Hawaii, we showed up and we're like, all right, so where are you five people gonna go? They're like, oh, we live downstairs. I was like, well, you didn't say that when we fucking paid all the money for the house to have it by ourselves, but okay. And we still made the most of the trip. I got yelled at for doing a handstand upstairs because
the woman came up and said, shut the fuck up or I'm going to kick you out. And I was like, that was the nicest way to approach us. Like, it was a really great, great first impression. She really cares about first impressions. So,
yeah.
I felt really accepted and felt really just great to be sleeping under that roof, that like, I was sharing with that woman.
She went and put her house on an Airbnb, like on the website, the rental house website. And we rented it and it said, rent my whole house.
Yeah.
And then she lied and she lived there as well. We didn't rent the whole house. We rented just the upstairs. And then she complained when I did a handstand once.
You should be able to do 100.
Yeah.
I was just practicing.
I think the 88th is when she should start complaining or when she should tell us to shut the fuck up. But I think the first time.
Shut the fuck up. The first word with this woman was shut the fuck up. That was
she older?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
When someone's grumpy, it makes them like 4 years older. So she was probably like 58. I'll give her 62.
Okay.
I thought she was in her late 40s.
Oh, whoa. Discrepancy.
But she was really fucking grumpy, so I couldn't
tell. Yeah, she was really grumpy.
Her face was all shriveled up because she was mad.
All right. So, okay. So that was a home rental nightmare. This other one was as well. So I'm a little shaken up from that one home, the last home rental situation that I was in, which was the one in Hawaii, where I got told to shut the fuck up for doing a handstand. Handstands don't talk. And then I was in this house sleeping at 1 a.m, and I hear thump, 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 thump. And like, it sounded like someone ran and then just started doing the fucking dishes. Like, that's what I immediately imagined in my head. Well, like, I woke up, I was like, who's doing the dishes upstairs? And then I was like, wait, hold on. Was I dreaming? So I took a pause and then, you know,
yeah, sooner. Me and Grayson combed the whole property with our flashlights out, screaming.
Wait, dude, you're fucking jumping ahead. This is way before I came and woke you up.
Oh, I thought, okay, sorry.
So I.
But spoiler alert, we did that.
I took a second and then I heard, and then like it sounded like a fucking little kid went to help with the dishes. Like it sounded like a family was gathering in a kitchen, like getting shit done.
Which is nice.
At 1 a.m. Yeah. And then I was like, no, get the fuck out of here. So I stood up and I just got going, if anyone's fucking here, I swear to fuck. I'm just screaming because I'm pissed. I woke up and I'm like, yo, I'm renting this house. That's not chill if people are here. I'm scared also, so I'm going to scream and try to intimidate whoever's here. There was no one there, but I woke Ethan up and he heard it too, so we were convinced that someone was there. We drove home at 1 a.m, shared the fucking bed here, got woken up by construction, then went back to the house to find out that there were just nocturnal animals living in the walls.
And a dead rodent underneath the house.
Yeah. So, and one of the members of the family that was helping with the dishes, unfortunately, passed away underneath the house. And okay. it was a probably raccoon family.
Do you think that the rodent was an enemy of the nocturnal family living in the house? And maybe
no, I think it was one of them.
They got territorial and a little fight broke out.
I mean, it could have been anything, dude. I honestly, you know, I don't know the situation. It wasn't there, but I wasn't inside the wall.
Okay,
it was on the other side,
mm-hmm.
but. Yeah, I was like, I felt stupid because I had Ethan. I told like everybody who I know, like basically I told
like two people.
I told my assistant and my agent who were helping me like find a place to stay. I was like, guys, there's fucking someone staying here. And then they're like, all right, let me check. So they checked it out for me. And my assistant's like going, she's looking everywhere. Like, and she was just like, there's just a dead animal underneath the house. But I don't see like under anything under the deck. Like there's no other place to live in this house. Like this is one floor. You guys are on it. And then I was like, you know, it honestly could be a rodent. And then at night, as soon as the sun went down, those nocturnal babies came out. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then I went to sleep and low-key, I felt complete 180. I felt comforted by the fact that I had some rodent friends with me.
It's like a pet.
Yeah, a pet inside the wall.
All you gotta do is flip
don't know what it is.
You just gotta flip your perspective. You gotta put yourself on the other side of the wall sometimes.
Yeah, I went to bed that night and it was thumping around and it was like it kind of made it hard to sleep. But I was like, whatever. At least it will scare away anything else.
Oh, also, you know what we did when we were in Malibu? The beach house was in Malibu, so we went surfing. And you know what? I'm just gonna say it. God, you know this might upset a lot of people. It's an unpopular opinion, but I don't like surfing. I honestly fucking hate surfing.
Whoa.
If you ever see me surfing, it's probably because I changed my mind. But for now, I fucking hate surfing.
We are so like that, guys. Like one day I'll be like, I live for this. And next, I'll be like, fuck this.
Here's the thing. I bring Grace into the skate park and I'm like, dude, like this is so fun. Let's stay for a couple hours. Let's progress. Let's get some clips. It'll be fun. And he wants to leave in the first 30 seconds.
Skate park is not for me.
And every time we're at the skate park and Grayson wants to leave in the first 30 seconds, he's like, bro, come surfing with me. I guarantee you, you're going to want to leave and I'm going to want to stay. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Since I want to prove to Grayson that I will stay and surf with him just because he likes surfing, I'll do it for you. So we went surfing. By the way, surfing takes at least, I mean, if you want to go surfing, take 7 hours out of your day to go because you're going to have to pack the car with the surfboards. If you don't have one, you're going to have to rent one when you get to the beach. Then you're going to have to sit in LA traffic for however long it takes to get to the beach. Luckily, we had surfboards and we didn't have to sit in traffic, but still took 4.5 hours, the whole adventure. So we have the surfboards on top of the Sprinter. We have our wetsuits in the Sprinter. We get there. We put the wetsuits on. I go and I try to pay for parking and then it asks me for my license plate. And then I have to walk all the way back to the car, then wait in line again at the parking thing, then get the fucking parking slip. And that right there, if that makes anyone else's blood boil, like you feel my pain. Like that is my least favorite thing of all time. Things like that. Okay. Anyway.
That's just some shit that like if you're born in the 80s, maybe it doesn't. Okay. Ryan, you were born in when?
90.
Okay. Yeah. So Ryan, that would piss Ryan off. Yes. If you're born in the 80s, maybe it doesn't piss you off because you're used to doing things like fucking, I don't know, writing letters.
Yeah. So
that's like about as convenient as writing a letter when you have access to email. It's like just fucking have a parking meter.
Yeah. So if
with a credit card slot.
So if you're born in the 80s, I respect the shit out of you for not getting pissed at things like that. Anyway, I got pissed at things like that. So I get my surfboard. I put my wetsuit on, and apparently you're like a kook is what they call it. Like you're like a weirdo or something. You're
a fucking goofy.
You're goofy. You're an embarrassment to the community if you put your wetsuit on before you get to the beach. I didn't make the fucking rules. I don't know why that's a thing. I think rules are fucking stupid.
Yeah. Okay. So with surfing comes every fucking rule and shit.
I didn't know
and
that.
It's like you only know if you ask someone.
Why are we raging? Sorry, thank you for listening
this
to those
rants. Yeah, okay.
So basically, if you carry your surfboard and the fins are facing out, you're a kook.
That's bad.
It's bad. Uh-huh. They'll like people shit on you and like they'll point fingers and laugh at you and shit like that. And then there's all these rules where like you can't cut someone off on the inside of a wave, but every wave is different. So like each wave has a different inside usually.
Uh-huh.
There's a south swell and a northern swell, and depending on which way they crash, it determines which side is the inside. And sometimes a north swell will come, and then like a fucking south swell will come, and then a wall will come where it just crashes flat. And I don't know. You have to learn how to read the ocean to surf. So if you cut someone off, then you get punched in the water sometimes.
Really?
It's crazy. Surfing should be peaceful. I'm out there, but like, I almost got into a fight one time when I was surfing. Because I accidentally got in someone's way, and I was like, well, okay, dude, I'm learning. Like, you were here once. But whatever. Sorry.
Yeah. So I go surfing with Grayson, and I didn't really want to, but I acted like I did. And then we get down to the beach after, what, probably an hour and a half, and we literally lived 5 minutes from the beach. It was just such an event. Like, you have to pack the car. You got to do a bunch of shit that you don't really want to do. So you finally get into the water, and then you're paddling, and then you're tired as shit by the time you get out to where the waves are because all the waves start coming and crashing on your face, and you have to go under them with your big-ass 10-foot board. And if you don't have a 10-foot board, then it's a lot harder to surf. So you have to have a big-ass 10-foot board if you're just starting off.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Quick question while you're breathing. How long does it take for a good wave usually? Like, I've always wondered that.
Oh, like on a day like the day that we went, fucking 45 minutes.
Yeah. Really?
I swear there was, dude.
A guy who loves surfing and wanted me to go surfing with him so bad, you sound like you kind of hate surfing.
I did love surfing until I took my wetsuit off and I had a rash all over my body.
Oh.
So
yeah, there's that too. So we're out there, we're waiting. It's
gone now. It naturally just went away overnight.
I'm starting to think about sharks and stuff. And seals, because seals bite too and they're scary.
And there was one right next to us.
Seals are actually, dare I say, scarier than some sharks.
Bro, they come up and they have a white mustache and they just fucking look at you. They have anything big else? Black eyes that like you just stare into like fucking outer space, yeah. And they just look at you like they're gonna like they fucking never
seen you before.
They fucking they don't know what the fuck you are, but they're gonna bite it.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm in the water. I'm thinking about a lot of animals that didn't invite me into the water, and I'm trespassing.
That's another thing. You're trespassing when you're surfing.
You are. Yeah.
So
on very dangerous.
I'm thinking about that. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is technically illegal by the rules of nature. I'm chilling there, and no waves are coming. And then Grayson looks at me like he wants to leave because I know exactly what he looks like.
I looked at Ethan, he goes, "You want to leave right now?" I was like, "I actually didn't," but I was like, "Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be courteous to my brother. Yeah, I'll leave."
That's false.
What about the skate park? Ethan goes, "No, dude, record me, bro. Record me for fucking 20 more tries. I'm not going to land it every fucking time."
Oh, yeah? Well, look at my fucking someone pull up my Instagram story archives because I landed.
That was the 40th
try. Doesn't matter. Still landed it. Dude, didn't land shit.
You made me film you every time.
If I was as bad as you skating, I probably wouldn't like to skate.
Dude, I had a sinus infection.
Here's the thing. I had like 5 successful runs at the skate park. Board sliding, kick flipping, hopping off boxes, 50-50 grinding. Grayson had 0 successful runs, so I feel your pain. But neither of us caught a wave when we went surfing. So it sucked for both of us.
Yeah, there were just no waves to catch. And until we said, you know what, fuck this. And we started paddling and we started paddling in and dude, a huge set came.
And then just essentially.
It annihilated Ethan.
It did.
From behind?
Not me. Yes, not me. I was like, oh shit. And I turned around and he was like, huh? And then he, like the seal almost. He made the same sound like a seal would make. He was like, blurp. And then it got him.
Got me.
And then
I'm never going surfing again unless it's really convenient.
We had to walk back over these rocks and I got really dizzy because there were so many rocks. Look at it, I didn't know where I was stepping.
Yeah, I get trypophobia.
Guys, we're just complaining, but hey, that's kind of like what my life is. Like, I just,
you know, when you think about sometimes the beach can be pretty damn stressful. There's so many things that could go wrong at the beach. You just don't realize it.
It has to be to me for now on. Like it has to be the perfect scenario. Like,
thank you. That's what I always tell you.
Surfing, I will surf 100% if I'm in Hawaii and I'm on a beach shack that has a surfboard in the backyard.
If you hung out with Grayson for 3 days, you will have realized that he's the master of inconvenient fun. He just wants to, he has this image in his head of like the perfect scenario that will obviously never happen when it comes to fun activities. Like if he wants to go snowboarding, he's like, bro, let's drive to fucking Mammoth right now. It's like 6 p.m. I'm like, bro, you know we're going to get there probably by like maybe 1 a.m. because it's 4.5 hours away and then we're going to have to stop a couple times to piss and then it just adds up like that. He's like, bro, let's just go then we'll just stay and go snowboarding in the morning. And I'm like, you know, we have to rent a house too. So he doesn't think about all these things, like these really stressful things you have to take into account when you want to do something fun. So I'm the one who's like kind of like the party pooper, but I'm just being realistic. So surfing realistically sucks most of the time. Unless you live on the beach, you can just grab your board and then you can just go on the water. And then if it doesn't work out and you're waiting for a wave for 45 minutes, you just come in and you go home and you eat a bowl of oatmeal and you just carry on with your day. You know,
surfing's
what I mean?
Also probably a lot more fun if you're good at it. Oh, that's true. Maybe we're missing the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, I feel like it's hard to get good at surfing, right?
And every surfer out there, I'm not like shitting on you guys. It's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, you guys are fucking.
You
guys been through it to get that good.
Yeah,
must say,
like it's dangerous. It's you have to be in crazy physical shape. You got to know what you're doing. You got to learn how to read the ocean. It's impressive.
Also, when you pee in your wetsuit, it gets trapped in there, and you start to feel disgusting.
Oh, maybe that's why I had the rash.
Oh,
can you get a rash from pee?
No, piss is sterile.
I think a pee is like
no clean. Pee will clean shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like sometimes if I got athlete's foot, I had a couple times, and I peed on it and it fixed.
Did it actually
I'm
fix
sorry,
it?
I'm saying
it's like
this
the jellyfish
shit.
Thing. That's like the
jellyfish
whole,
thing too. Yeah.
Dude, I think like you're kind of just made with. You have the ability to like to fix a lot of things.
You can, like heal yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You can kind of heal yourself.
Oh,
in a sense.
Yeah.
What do you think I said?
I thought you said the opposite.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, you could heal yourself by peeing on yourself, and that's cool. Like you were made to be able to fucking do that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Drink water, it comes out of PP and you get it on the rash and it goes away. That's like that's fucking cool.
That's kinda cool.
That's like some Wolverine shit, like some superhero shit. But it's not, it's kinda gross, but it's cool.
Yeah, we're talking about piss. We're talking an awful lot about piss.
We're talking too much about piss.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry guys. That was just like
I think it was a good venting session.
No, but it's
though.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's something sometimes that, I wish I could piss on other things and just fix them.
Yeah.
What would you say?
My
for
car,
example?
My fucking Bronco.
Good idea.
Yeah. What if you peed in the engine? It'd probably destroy it.
Oh, you know what they say though?
Yeah, someone told
they
me.
They say
this.
That if you run out of gas and there's absolutely nothing you can do and you're in the middle of nowhere, piss in your engine and it will be able to provide you enough gas to get you to where you need to go.
Really?
If you gotta go enough. Pee can get you that extra mile in a car. Someone told me they did it. And they're like, yeah, man, I ran out of gas on the side of the road in this farmland. And I was like, dude, this is last, I have no service at the last resort. Peed in my tank, got to a gas station.
But Ryan, I'm going to tell you who that person was and you're going to geek. All right. So do you think it's true?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely did it.
100%
yeah.
Did it.
That's a wonder of the world, I guess.
Yeah.
What else can it do that we're just completely turning a blind eye to?
Bear Grylls has drank it.
What about pink eye?
You never know.
Cause
I'm not going to pee in my
eye. You got the stank eye. Like they say that you get it from like farting on your pillow. What's the opposite of farting?
I don't
farting?
Know if that's
peeing,
even true.
Obviously.
I feel like it's not true either. I really don't. Like I don't think the farting on the pillow, I think it's a myth.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone's ever farted
on
my pillow. And I've had stank eye quite a few times.
Also, everyone's been there, dude. Everyone's farted in their bed and had to throw their sheet off them before they fell asleep because they didn't want to trap it. And, and I'm just speaking for myself, but I feel like I'm speaking for the world.
I think everyone on Earth has done that.
I think I do that fucking 5 days a week.
Do you
week.
Think that's an ABD by everyone?
Yes.
Already been done?
Yes.
And you think there's someone who's never done that?
Honest God, no.
There's someone that gets out of their bed to fart.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, I believe that.
Someone that like organizes their farts in their home. They go to a fart corner and they just believe that they're all still existing there.
Or
they have a little fart like window that's waist high and they stick their butt out of it.
Someone's made it before.
It's
someone
like your little window for the sawdust.
Yo, I'm wondering, I had this thought today, like, because I'm redoing my bathroom. Is there a way that I could make sure that my bathroom never smells bad? Like, is there like a certain vacuum I can have in the ceiling that like just goes and make sure the bathroom.
You could probably get a window in
would
there.
Never smell bad. Yeah. Your window in your bathroom doesn't work for that, Ethan, because I walked in this morning to get my socks. We're sharing a bathroom. And, yeah, the window
was
open.
You could probably put a wink, wink candle in there, and then maybe a window.
Nice. Yeah.
I love candles.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Candles are, like, something that I love so much.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, Ryan. Something that I love is your watch and tat combo, too.
Hey, thanks. Thanks to you.
Guys, we have a birthday boy in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, yeah. Happy belated to Ryan. We didn't say it on the last podcast.
It was Ryan's birthday.
Thank you.
We spent the night before your birthday together because we...
Was your birthday 2 days ago?
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Friday.
And we got, Grayson and I got Ryan a gift that we feel he really deserves, and I feel really blessed to be able to have gotten him that gift because I love giving gifts, and it makes me happy, And
but Ryan, okay, so this is how I put it, and this is what Ethan and I were talking about. Ryan, this was a gift from us to him for his birthday, but I really think that it's not even a gift because I think that Ryan earned this thing.
Yeah.
Because it signifies like a lot of things, and I think one of those is like finding success in your true passion, mm-hmm. and just like all around, like devoting yourself to
your craft.
Yeah. Your craft.
You know? And if you guys don't know, Ryan has been on our Dolan Twins production team for, what is it, 3 years now?
It's going on over, well over two now. Yeah.
Yeah. So we started off, it was so funny how we just started off because like we obviously like would have trouble like thinking of YouTube ideas. But the main thing that we had trouble with was second guessing things on YouTube. And Ryan, you're always there to like assure us that what we were doing was
either the right thing or the wrong thing.
Yeah, not completely fucking stupid or maybe a good move. So, I don't know. We've always just trusted your voice with that. And you're just a really trustworthy guy, friend, everything. And we've been at really low points that you've talked us through. And I don't think that I'd be where I know for a fact that I wouldn't be where I am today without you. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I don't even know if we'd have this podcast.
Yeah, I don't even know. This was like a conversation that we had in a group chat. Like, should we do a podcast? And you're like, dude, yeah. You like really helped me believe in myself. So
yeah, because I know you guys are harder than on yourselves than anyone I've ever met. And you guys do things better than anyone I've ever met. So like that combination is insane to me that you guys can be so good at so many things. But also, yeah, like that's the nicest gift I probably will ever receive. So thank you. And yeah, I can't thank you enough. It was so nice.
It's a friendship
50% bracelet. 50% of that gift is from yourself.
Well, thank you.
Or honestly, 75. We just went and picked it up.
Yep.
Well, so. I appreciate it very much.
We have friendship bracelets now.
Hey.
These are the nicest friendship bracelets I've ever seen. I love it.
It's cool. Also, so the gift is a watch. I was thinking this before. I just want to ask you this. I want to start a watch club where we like have friends that are also into watches. We got to meet them first. But like we all kind of, because my agents came by today and I just talked their ear off about watches. And I was like, what?
I get
they
so were
the first, uncomfortable. They were the, in my defense, they're the first humans I've seen all week.
Yeah.
So I was like talking to them endlessly about watches and like.
You couldn't stop yourself. I was like, yo, Grayson, maybe they're not really interested in what you're saying right
but
now.
But I realized through that, and I apologized to them. I was like, hey, sorry, guys. I didn't mean you kept talking for fucking hours. And I hate when people do that to me sometimes when they don't let you leave a conversation. But I hadn't seen humans, so I was like, I'm just going to talk to them. And then I started about watches, and I realized I really love watches so much, and they bring me a lot of happiness. They're like such a detail-oriented collection and
that just, you can have so much appreciation for.
Yeah.
Because so much goes into them. There's so much thought behind it. It's literally, it's almost like music. It's like, it's an art. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like as any art is, but it's like the composing of a watch is like the composing of a song and the music and the lyrics and everything like that. And then what it means and what it stands for, you know?
Like there's
every piece of art has a true meaning and it stands for something.
And also the true meaning of a watch is to tell time, which is like the craziest, one of the craziest concepts.
It's a human invented concept. Yeah.
Quite literally.
So, I don't know. I think it's sick. And I wanted to create a little watch group. And you guys want
to
join my watch
group? I would like to be in the group.
Yeah. Okay.
What's it going to be called?
Yeah, we got to think of a good name.
I don't know. Maybe just like Time Club.
It's about time.
What about like just clocking in?
Clocking out, either one works.
I love it. What about like?
We're all gonna think of time.
What about like now. Like a hands on?
Oh, that's neat because the watch hands. What about
time is on your side?
Oh, that's good.
It's not bad.
What about half past the bro sesh?
I mean, yeah, we could bro out and then get into watches.
That's what I was thinking.
You could call it watch this.
wait. We'll name it. We'll think of the fucking name. But I don't know. I think that's cool. Also, I've never been a part of a club. I joined chess club in fourth grade, and I was only in it for 2 weeks, and I don't know how I remember that.
I don't know how to
play
chess.
Because it was only 2 weeks out of my fourth grade life, but I remember it. Hey, guys, weak stomach warning. If you have a weak stomach, we're about to talk about things that are a little bit very bit gross. I wanted to give you this warning before we dive into this mess.
We dive into this pile of
sewage.
Yes.
Yeah. Was I ever in a club? I belonged to the country club at my town, but
I remember the pavement was really hot and it burnt my feet a lot by the pool. So I didn't really like that club that
and
much.
People, oh my God, every summer the pool would open.
That's the thing, bro. You couldn't go to the pool.
The town club would be raving. Everyone would be so happy. Someone would poop in the pool.
Every time.
And they have to drain it.
They have to drain it and it's closed the whole summer and someone's shit in the pool. And I'm like, I get to the point where I'm like, I don't even care. I think I just want to jump in the fucking pool anyway.
You know, you could avoid it if a little bit.
You don't have to swim down and touch it.
I once was in a ball pit at a McDonald's in Philadelphia, and I slid down in the balls, and I came up, and I had a whole big poop stain on my whole shorts. I remember it vividly. My mom was panicked.
Yeah, that is very stressful.
Because you can get sick.
Unlike pee, poop is not the remedy.
Poop is the bad
poop
one.
So pee will fix things. Poop will make things bad. I remember when we had when we were in the warehouse, we were a part of the warehouse was like a little piece out of a huge unit. Mm-hmm. There was multiple warehouses attached to ours on the sides and stuff. We just had our own little cube, or giant cube, and the whole entire building flooded.
Mm.
With shit.
Yes.
Did it really?
Yeah. And my whole entire...
All the toilets exploded and shit just came through the floor.
It was
like so powerful that it broke the toilet off of where it was mounted into the ground and just shit just exploded the toilet. Yeah, every single toilet.
And we weren't there because we were, I guess, in New Jersey. Huh. But our neighbors at the warehouse who are basically like our LA family now, call them my aunt and uncle, they texted us and they're like, hey, this is your place right now. And it was just, my room was covered in actual poop. It was fucked up. And I lost all my shit in my room.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never told that story. It was pretty bad. And then I got back and they had like a cleaning service come. So we got back and it smelled like bleach for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And
which is probably really good for our brains.
Your lungs.
But I walked outside one day to like go get like a salad down at the market down the street because it was like a cute one in the neighborhood by the warehouse, and there was a guy in like a white hazmat suit, and I saw him, and then when I came back to the warehouse, he was walking with his arms out.
Oh yeah.
Covered in shit, dude.
Oh my God.
Sorry guys, sorry if this is disgusting.
Oh, yeah,
this is
a good story. I should have given a fucking heads up. There should have been a warning. Covered in brown stuff. Dude, the fucking pipe on the side of the building when he was trying to fix it exploded on him.
Oh my gosh.
And my neighbor was like, dude, like that guy's gonna get sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I felt so bad.
Just from breathing that in and everything.
Bro,
that's
like
crazy.
It probably went in his
And you were able to go back though, and it was okay after
because they sent like a huge cleaning service through. Let's get off that topic, whatever.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Why don't even say where we're
the watches are cool. Poop is not.
Yeah. Pee is good. Pee is nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with pee yet.
That's what we really learned.
It's good to have clear pee.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I have clear
pee. Speaking of, we had to share a bathroom. We finally don't have to share a bathroom now.
Yeah,
please, can we have an applause? Thank you.
Yeah.
It's great. So we had to share a bathroom for a little while because one of the toilets here backed up. And as we talked about in another episode, the stuff in the toilet started coming through the shower. Like, you know, one was the mouth and one was the rectum, and the shower was the rectum. So anything that would go through the toilet would come through the shower.
Yeah.
So it wasn't throwing up. It was
whatever.
Like,
it got fully cleaned. Like it is good as new now. And the shower is really nice. So, and that's the bathroom I've been using.
Yeah, so great. Yep, Grayson has a bathroom now, and he's not steaming mine out by taking a shower and by doing something else.
Yep, I'm not. And
do you have different bathroom habits?
What is a bathroom habit I have? I text in the shower for like 45 minutes before I realize I'm showering. And then the whole thing is just a steamy, ghost-filled room. There's like just a bunch of poltergeists around me by the time I actually start shampooing my hair.
Dude, Ethan takes
it gets
the
so foggy.
Showers.
It's so like scary. Like I can't, I'm like in the clouds.
Why is that? Because any roommate I've ever had, they take a really long shower. I take like a 7-minute shower max.
I think it's just my happy place. I just calm down. The water's so warm. I'm always freezing. That's the thing about me, guys. I'm always freezing.
I'm always sweating. And so we have AC arguments all the time.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
You're supposed to sleep in like
60
65 between 60 and 67 degrees, I think, which is 60 is very cold. But Ethan likes to sleep in 73.
It's too hot. It's just too warm. It's too, you could sweat.
Bro, every time I wake up in the middle of the night, my face is just covered in a layer of sweat.
Oh, that sounds like a problem.
You have covers, bro. Like, there's nothing I can do to escape the heat. I literally sleep naked on top of the covers and I'm fucking, you don't sweating.
Get enjoyment from that? Naked?
I did. I was sleeping.
Don't say that. We've been sharing a fucking bed. He doesn't sleep naked in the bed
not,
that we share.
Not when the
you've
bed.
Never, you've not once done that. Don't make us sound like weirdos, bro.
Okay, in the house in Malibu, I did that.
You slept naked.
I had a Speedo on, and then I woke up. It was too tight, so I took it off, and it was too hot, too. I didn't have underwear, because I don't even have fucking underwear.
Yeah, Grayson's been using
I don't
all
even
my
have
underwear.
Fucking underwear. I've been using Speedos lately.
That's the funniest thing I've heard
of. Like, time. What is my life? I have been in the middle of a move for like 6 months, it feels like.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, it's going to be so worth it, though. And I was thinking about it because we've been panicking because it's like we don't have a home base, but Grayson and I are such homebodies, as we said before. And it's like, I don't feel happy unless I'm home. But like being home is just so chaotic right now with all the construction. So I was thinking, like, obviously when you get your house remodeled, you have to pay with money, which is currency. And yep, you guys know what money is. So I was also thinking, because our house is going to be such an ideal place for us and we're so blessed to be able to transform it into that right away, like I feel like the universe is kind of telling us, you know, you need to pay for this sanctuary in more than just money. You know, I feel like I'm like proving my worth to the universe that I deserve to live in the home that is technically my dream home. So that's how I've been looking at it. You know, I'm trying to flip the perspective, and God always has a plan. So I'm I'm just going with it. But while Mercury's in retrograde, it gets a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
It's just like we got to deal with all this fucking mustard shit before we can get in the house of our dreams. And because of the mustard shit that we're dealing with right now, like that, like, ugh.
That acidic chest burn.
Yeah. Because of that, we are going to probably have like an even greater appreciation for our home when it's done.
You know who I have an even greater appreciation for?
Than what?
Than
who?
I have a great appreciation for Lima.
Hey, fucking shout out.
Or it's Lemma. Oh, this one's great. At Dyslexic Bailey. Is that how you spell dyslexic? I think I'm tripping.
It's not, and it freaked me out. I had to Google how to spell it.
No. Okay. How'd you spell it?
Dyslexic Bailey. No. I wonder if Lemma is also dyslexic. Grayson is very dyslexic. I'm dyslexic as well. Not as bad as Grayson. But, you know, we push through.
And I was actually diagnosed with dyslexia. I think Ethan just says he has it.
No, I don't, dude. I actually was.
I don't remember.
No, 1,000,000%,
maybe
bro.
Maybe because I'm dyslexic.
No. It's probably why you didn't read my doctor's report correctly. But I did. Around the same time that you did, I didn't want to steal your spotlight.
That's nice of you.
It probably said dyslexic, and I read not dyslexic because I'm dyslexic.
No, but I actually did, like back when I was in school. One of the years I was in school. But yeah, I'm not just making that up.
I shaved my arms recently.
So did I, yesterday.
I think dyslexia...
Really? Not fully off.
You shave your arms?
What do you mean? I did. Longer.
I think dyslexia...
I was looking at your leg. Okay. I'm dyslexic.
Cool. I think dyslexia stems from like me having so many things going through my head at all times and then turning the words into what I want them to read or what I think they should, and then they just don't.
It's right brain people. It's people that like excel in like arts and creativity and stuff like that like kind of have out there brains like me.
Yeah.
Like I have more of like a creative brain than linear. I can't sit down and read a book.
Yeah, same. I haven't read a book in a decade.
But I think that the world needs people that can do that, and they also need artistic people.
Yeah. Also, Tammy at the Dolan Clowns. Is that shade?
No, it's not. I checked as well.
The Dolan Clowns with a Z in clowns. So Tammy, thank you for not throwing shade. I like the at, actually, and sometimes I do feel like a clown, and right now it's kind of one of those times, so.
Yeah, you have a lot of lip balm on. Dude, I told you to stop. You're going to give yourself dry patches. You'd be over-moisturized.
I did that. My chin is itchy. I'm a clown.
See, it works.
All right. Gray, first and third.
Ooh, I caught that phone perfectly.
Good snag.
Okay. Wow, this is a shared account. This is sick.
Yeah, I never had these before.
It's like our bed.
A dub shout out. Farah and Zayona.
Farah.
Farah.
I was saying it the fancy way.
I hope that
his excuse
serious.
Is always the fancy
way. Was that real?
No, I was saying it the fancy way.
No, it was real.
Sorry, Farah. Bro, what am I supposed to fucking know? Farah. What if it is Farah?
I mean, I'd be happy if it was.
Farah. And Zayona. Shout out to you guys. The Double Dolan. Let's go. On Twitter. Love you guys. And Amanda at Ayo Mando. I like that at. It's creative and it's cool. It makes you seem like a really chill Amanda. So shout out to you guys. I love you. If you guys want to be shouted out on next week's episode, let us know you listen to this one. And that.
Thanks for listening to us rant, and thanks for putting up with the disgusting stuff that we said.
Pot of humor.
Yeah. You know, every once in a while you need to feel like a little kid and you gotta talk about some potty humor. Oh, that was a snag too.
Yeah, Ryan just like
Ryan just caught his phone out of the air with his teeth.
Hey, do you guys remember when I went to the warehouse for the first time and you threw a fake phone at me and I still somehow caught it? Do you remember that?
Grayson threw a fake phone at Ryan. Bro,
we like really reconnected when we were in the warehouse.
Yes, we did.
We played football.
Yes, we did.
So Grayson threw Ryan a fake phone. It was a yo catch, and he like threw it way out of reach so that the phone would explode on the floor and Ryan would be like, oh God, I didn't catch his phone and it broke. And Ryan caught the damn fucking phone. Like, behind his back.
They would have broken. I should keep a fake phone on me so anytime anyone comes to me, I was like, yo, can you hold my phone real quick? And just
that, dude, that's a funny
joke. Oh, I just gave away my fucking. Right, I'm going to do it anyway.
You got to do it. Please do. That was a good time, though. All
right, guys. Thanks for listening. As always, I love you, and I will talk to you next week.
Really love you guys. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Who knows where we're going to be?
Just repeated exactly what Ethan said. Oh, yeah, 5-star this episode, please. If you're listening this far, and I don't know, you made it, you might as well 5-star. All right. I got a deep appreciation for you guys. See you next week on Deeper.